The mirror. Well, this was the first song I did that was a departure from the normal reviewing structure. And I can't quite remember why I decided to do it. I think, oh, that's right. It was actually while I was playing Mass Effect. And I was so distracted, I must say, by the bodies in that game, which is why I used it in my video, because, you know, there were so many huge boobs. And I don't know whether that's because they're all wearing spacesuits, so it's all really tight. But generally, all computer games, people are wearing tight clothing. Just the messages that that's giving out, you know, like there's only one way to be. And just feeling kind of annoyed. I mean, I know, like, obviously in a game like Mass Effect, you get loads of different types of creatures. But it was just particularly a couple of the characters in this game, like, every time they were on, I was just like, oh my god, look at those boobs. And, yeah, and the guys as well, you know, that in a way that you would only be if you took steroids. And while I was writing Mass Effect 2, I was also jotting down notes of, like, sort of lyrics, which became the lyrics of The Mirror. And so I kind of ran it past my bosses at The Escapist and just said, how would it be if I don't review a game this week, but I just comment in general on an aspect of gaming? And they were well up for it. And I was surprised by the comments that I had, because I really thought that people weren't going to like it, that I wasn't reviewing a game. And actually, people really loved it, and they were really like, this is so much better, you commenting on the world around gaming as well as games specifically. So I was really pleased that people liked it, and I wasn't that pleased with the video. I felt like I could have done a lot better, and you know, just me dressing up in loads and loads of layers just kind of was the best that I could do. Oh, and yeah, I did get my beautiful crazy dancing friends to come and dance. I like to tell a story with my videos, and it didn't feel like it told a story in the same way that some of the others do. What was the musical inspiration for the song? Generally, a lot of my listeners picked up on my influences, which would be people like Regina Spektor and Imogen Heap and Joanna Newsom and even Bjork. And, you know, currently I really like Bat for Lashes and Florence and the Machine, Sufjan Stevens. Anyway, I've said all of this before in my behind the scenes videos, but yeah, always I was influenced by those artists, and in this song I was just going with what worked. So I've got a really nice keyboard sound going, which was like a ooh 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 thing, better than that. And that kind of held the song together. How long did it take to write? Which bits took longer and which were easy? Well, I did find that the lyrics to this really flowed, because I'd written most of the ideas out and then I just kind of had to put it together in song form. I do remember writing about 3 or 4 versions of this song, different kind of melodies and stuff, before this final version came together, but they all had roughly the same kind of lyrical content. And I actually really enjoyed writing the second verse about, you know, where are the real men and the real women, and what, you know, what they look like, and you know, the majority of people that you meet on the street, their bodies are just so gorgeous and so unique, you know? We're all such masterpieces, and we all carry our very own self around with us that no one else is bringing into the world. And that's really what I grieve when in our mass media culture, I mean, of course, it's not just games, it's like massively in the film industry, massively in the music industry, magazines particularly. So I just grieve the homogenisation of humanity, you know, that we don't just celebrate people for the individuals that they are and all that entails with their bodies. So there's been a remix of this track too, and that's going to be coming out, and I'll keep you updated with that on Twitter and Facebook, because that's going to be really exciting. A dance label called Underfunk have gotten hold of the track and have done a really cool dance remix of it. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled, and I'll ask you to buy it as a single. So this version that I'm going to do you now is an attempt at playing two-handed on the glockenspiel. And my glockenspiel needs a bit of love and attention. I think it's kind of deadening a little bit. I don't know whether I need to polish it up or what, but you know, it's my favourite, one of my favourite instruments, and I definitely overuse it. So here it is in all its glory. I'll see you next time. Bye. In every game I play, the bodies are the same, conforming to the one acceptable template. And what's this game we play with our plastic fantasies, so that reality can disappoint us? And when you look in the mirror, you look nothing like you're meant to. You look nothing like you're meant to. Who's telling you what's beautiful? Did you even get a chance to make your mind up? Who's telling you what's desirable? 'Cause you know that they dictate what we love and what we hate, and it really ain't what we deserve. Where are the real men? The ones who are skinny, the ones who are short and a little bit geeky, the ones who are wild, the ones who are smiley, the ones who are short and a little bit cheeky. And where are the women, big boned and proud, with a mouth unafraid to tell you what it's all about? Where are the small breasts, like the tenderest, delicate feather kiss? And when you look in the mirror, you look just like you're meant to. You look just like you're meant to. Who's telling you what's beautiful? Did you even get a chance to make your mind up? Who's telling you what's desirable? 'Cause you know there's more than one, there's every flavor under the sun. And I wanna see them all. We're addicted to perfection, we're critics of our creation, we're creators of abstraction. 'Cause what can't we feel in this plastic thrill? Who's telling you what's beautiful? Did you even get a chance to make your mind up? Who's telling you what's desirable? Who's telling you you're beautiful?